Sri Lanka has forced the closure of many schools, shops, banks and transport services. More than 1,000 trade unions called the industrial action for yesterday, demanding the resignation of the government. Sri Lanka is facing its worst economic crisis for almost 75 years, with rocketing prices, a shortage of key goods and no foreign currency for vital imports. Many blame the government and in particular the president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, for wrecking the economy. Sri Lanka's Minister of Mass Media, Nalika Godahewa, said protesters were wrong to demand a change of government.
I think the country has a serious economic crisis, which is a fact. People have a lot of hardships and the frustration is coming out on the streets in many ways. But that does not necessarily mean there's an uprising against the government. I mean, those are protests. So what is important at this stage is to find solutions to the problem. You can judge the mood of the people only through an election, not by protest of about, let's say, 10,000 people, because 6.9 billion people have voted for the president. No, I think when there are protests everywhere in the country, you have to understand that there's a problem. You can't shy away from that. I think government had been sensitive to that. Even the president is sensitive to this. That is why president, about a month ago, asked his entire cabinet to resign, except the prime minister. We have to understand, whoever's mistake that was, we have a problem as of now. Right now, the priority is to solve the problem, because otherwise people will continue to suffer. Our problem at the moment is more or less a balance of payment crisis, which will continue for a couple of years to come. There are two types of solutions that we need to look at. One is short-term fix, finding a solution for the current immediate debt crisis, and also how we can improve our revenue. Sources, the exports, the tourism, the investments. That's a long-term plan. That is what the new cabinet that has been appointed by the president and that new team is working on.